If you asked even the most knowledgeable Americans, they probably could not tell you more than a few meanings for the word so. It is an everyday word that most people use without even realizing its complexity. But this mysterious little word can act as an adverb, pronoun, or conjunction with many meanings as each. In all, there are more than 25 meanings for so. That's one powerful word. Today, we will tell you about three phrases that English learners have trouble with: so, so that, and so adjective or adverb that. We'll discuss each one, then compare them. Let's start with so as a coordinating conjunction, a word that joins two or more things, such as sentences or words. When used in this way, it means therefore or for that reason. For this meaning, so joins two complete sentences and shows the result of something in the second sentence. Take a listen.
The apartment was too hot, so we opened the window.
The first sentence provides the action or situation. The apartment was too hot. It is joined by so to the second sentence, which explains the resulting action, opening the window. Okay, now we move to so that, a phrase that begins adverb clauses. You may recall that an adverb clause shows a relationship between two actions. It joins a main clause or complete sentence to a dependent clause or incomplete sentence and shows how they relate. So that means in order to, which answers the question why. We use it to begin adverb clauses of purpose. Let's hear an example.
It helps to lower blood sugar so that you feel less hungry.
The adverb clause is so that you feel less hungry. It shows the purpose for the action in the main clause. Why does it help to lower blood sugar? To feel less hungry. So that can also come at the beginning of a sentence, but this is rarer and usually sounds stilted to Americans. Listen.
So that you feel less hungry, it helps to lower blood sugar.
One important note is that the word that is optional for so that in spoken English, so it may disappear. Here's how that sounds.
It helps to lower blood sugar so you feel less hungry.
But without that, how will you know that the meaning is in order to? One signal is that there is often a modal verb in the adverb clause. Modal verbs include can, could, may, might, will, and others. Here's how that might sound.
It helps to lower blood sugar so you can feel less hungry.
The modal verb in the adverb clause is can. Finally, let's discuss the phrasing so, adjective, or adverb that. This is different from both meanings we've talked about. To try to put it simply, it means to the level described. Here are some examples.
This morning, the construction was so loud that we could not sleep.
This means that the construction was loud to a level that prevented us from sleeping. In the phrase so, adjective, or adverb that, the word that begins a type of clause called a complement clause, but we will not talk about that in today's program. What's important today is knowing that the word that for this phrase is also optional and may disappear. Here's how it sounds.
This morning, the construction was so loud we could not sleep.
So, how might you know the meaning if that disappears? Well, you can listen for an adjective after so. The adjective in our example is loud. Now, we'll compare the three phrases. You will hear three sentences that sound similar but have different meanings.
He is funny, so his friends laugh at him.
The meaning here is, he is funny, therefore his friends laugh at him. Here's the next one.
He makes jokes so that his friends will laugh.
This means he makes jokes for the purpose of making his friends laugh. It answers the question, why does he make jokes? Notice the modal will in the adverb clause. Now for the last meaning.
He is so funny that his friends laugh at him.
It means he is funny to such a level that it makes his friends laugh at him. Now for one more set to help you examine the meanings.
She studied hard, so she was able to win a scholarship.
The meaning here is, she studied hard, therefore, she was able to win a scholarship. And the next one.
She studied hard so that she could win a scholarship.
It means she studied hard for the purpose of winning a scholarship. Again, you see a modal in the adverb clause, could. And lastly,
she studied so hard that she won a scholarship.
This means she studied hard to such a degree that she won a scholarship. You probably noticed that some examples other than those with so that have modal verbs. All three of today's phrases can have modals, but so that adverb clauses commonly have them.